Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill a request and we'll celebrate four birthdays, those of two composers, one singer, and a state. Last week, I received a nice email message from listener Chris, down under in Australia. It's always nice to receive mail from listeners who are younger than the records I play, and especially nice in this case because Chris is just 17 and obviously has far better taste than most 17-year-olds. Anyway, he mentioned that he likes the Charleston Chasers, and in particular, Cinderella Brown. So here for listener Chris in Sydney, Australia, is a set of Cinderella songs, beginning with Cinderella Brown.
Thank you. Cinderella's wedding day, a little princess fair with jewels in her hair, a fairyland at her command. Already at the gate, her six white horses wait. They know it's Cinderella's wedding day. Somebody turn the lock before it's 12 o'clock. It's Cinderella's wedding day.
Some Cinderella songs for listener Chris down under in Sydney, Australia. We began the show with Charleston Chasers, Phil Napoleon, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Joe Tardo and Stan King, and Cinderella Brown, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. The vocalist on that February 20th, 1930 recording was Roy Evans. Then, from September 6th, 1928, Jesse Stafford and his orchestra and Cinderella Blues. Jesse Stafford had been chosen leader of the Herb Wiedoeff band after Herb was killed in an automobile accident and died on May 12th, and the label credits Jesse Stafford and his orchestra, formerly Herb Wiedoeff's orchestra. In the band were Herb's brothers Guy on brass bass and Adolph on drums. Cinderella Blues was written by Herb Wiedoeff and Norman Spencer. And from August 17, 1932, we just heard Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra and Cinderella's Wedding Day, composed by Frank Trumbauer and sung there by Leroy Buck, drummer in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music from the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and streaming online on demand at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, January 27th, marked the birth in 1885 in New York of Jerome Kern. He received a Master of Music degree from Heidelberg University in Germany, and at age 19, his first published song appeared in the Broadway show Silver Slipper. Kern's first big hit was They Didn't Believe Me from the 1914 show The Girl from Utah. He wrote his first complete Broadway score in 1911 at age 26, and between 1905 and 1945, composed nearly 700 songs for 117 shows and films. In the 1920s, he had songs in 24 Broadway shows, including his greatest achievement, 1927's Showboat. By this time, he had already written Look for the Silver Lining, Old Man River, She Didn't Say Yes, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. In 1932, he wrote the song Is You with Oscar Hammerstein for the Broadway show Music in the Air. In 1935, he went to work for RKO, where he wrote the hits The Way You Look Tonight and A Fine Romance, both sung by Fred Astaire in the 1936 picture Swing Time. His last Broadway show was Very Warm for May in 1939, after which he worked exclusively for Hollywood Films. Jerome Kern died of a stroke on November 11, 1945, in New York. The 1946 movie musical Till the Clouds Roll By was very loosely based on Kern's life and featured many of his most famous songs. Jerome Kern is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Here are three from Jerome Kern.
It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight.
Say stay, she didn't say go. She only knew that he had spied her there, and then she knew he sat beside her there. At first there was heard not one little word, then coyly she took one shy little look, and something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
Yes,
she didn't say no. They very soon stood beside his chateau. They lingered like two poor waifs outside, for well she knew 'twas only safe outside. In there it was warm, out there it was cold. The sleet and the storm said better behold. She murmured, I'm not afraid of ice, I only wish that I was made of ice. So what did she do? I leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
From the pen of composer Jerome Kern, born January 27, 1885. From the show Sally, we just heard Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal by the Kingsmen and Look for the Silver Lining from February 6, 1936. Then it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with a vocal trio, one third of which was Dick Robertson, and She Didn't Say Yes, recorded November 2, 1931. And we began that tribute to Jerome Kern with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from March of 1935 and Lovely to Look At. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request? Have a comment about the show? You can send either or both by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by good old-fashioned cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Exactly 10 years after Jerome Kern, Harry Rubinstein was born, also in New York City. You may know him better as composer Harry Ruby, but even if not, I'll bet you recognize some of his songs. He began his musical career playing in trios in New Jersey resort hotels while still a teenager. He next worked as a song plugger and staff pianist for the Gus Edwards Music Publishing Company, where one of his co-workers was Walter Winchell, and Ruby's job was to visit all the F.W. Woolworth 5 and Dime stores plugging Edwards' songs. Following that, he was a song plugger for the Harry Von Tilzer Company and toured vaudeville with groups including the Bootblack Trio and the Messenger Boys. Ruby got a job with the music publishing firm of Kalmar and Puck, and he teamed with Bert Kalmar in the early 20s, and together they wrote some of America's best-known songs. Their first song was He Sits Around, performed in vaudeville by Bell Baker, and the duo produced a large number of stage and film hits until Kalmar's death in 1947. Other songwriters that Ruby worked with over the course of his career included Edgar Leslie, Rube Bloom, and Fred Allert. The 1950 film Three Little Words was loosely based on the career of Kalmar and Ruby, and in 1961, Ruby appeared on the radio show This Is Your Life. Harry Ruby died in Woodland Hills, California, on February 23, 1974. Here are three from Harry Ruby.
Singing the blues, all alone Tuesday, reading the news, staring and blinking, sitting there thinking all alone. On the shelf Wednesday till the dawn comes, by myself Thursday, twirling my thumbs. Friday is my day, so I spend Friday all alone. On Saturday I dread the coming of Sunday. Monday the week starts anew. I'm certain I could endure the week to the end, and I'm sure the days I spend wouldn't be lonely if I were only all alone with you.
Thank you. Amsterdam. There lives the cousin of the Duke of Buckingham. His friend to Buckingham to be a sport. So they cut the ham and called him Buck for short. And one day Buck met a little clock and he whispered, "Ducky dear," in accents loud and clear, "please marry me right here." He replied, "I will be your bride, but there must be no delay." So they were buckled up for that day. And since they had a lot of little bucks, and oh, how fast they grew. There's 1 buck, 2 buck, 3 buck, 4 buck, no one knows how many more bucks. His buck would play the ukulele, every ball till gold. And while old man Buck was singing, all the little bucks were buck and winging. When they had eggs for breakfast, Buck was out of luck. Each buck would eat a dozen, and a dozen bucks and bucks. And the landlord tried to raise Buck's rent, but he wouldn't pay a sou. So he backed up a motor truck. He said goodbye and he said good luck. He moved his wife and all the little ducks to their
Three from the pen of Harry Ruby, born January 27, 1895. We began with Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra and a Burt Kalmar-Harry Ruby collaboration, All Alone Monday, from the show The Ramblers. The vocalist on that October 8, 1926 recording was Johnny Marvin. Then, from December 7, 1920, we heard the Paul Bees Trio, Paul Bees on saxophone, Arnold Johnson piano, and Ralph Williams playing banjo on Timbuktu, with Frank Crummett doing a little incidental singing there. And we wrapped up our tribute to Harry Ruby with Tommy Stacks and Harry Reeser's Clico Club Eskimos in 1928 and Watching the Clouds Roll By. That's from the Marx Brothers film Animal Crackers. Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon and available anytime at all, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Quick, what state is the Sunflower State? Correct! Last week on January 29th in 1861, Kansas joined the U.S. as the 34th state. The capital of Kansas is Topeka, its state bird is the western meadowlark, the state song is Home on the Range, the state animal is the buffalo, and the state tree is the cottonwood. Kansas, which is derived from a Sioux Indian word meaning people of the south wind, uses the Latin phrase ad astra per aspera, or to the stars through difficulties, as its motto. So here to commemorate Kansas' admission to the Union are some rapidly rotating songs about Kansas, beginning with Tiny Parham and his 45. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records about Kansas to commemorate Kansas statehood on January 29, 1861. We began with Tiny Parham and his 45 and Jim Jackson's Kansas City Blues from December of 1927. I don't know what the 45 in Tiny Parham and his 45 refers to, but in a couple of weeks we'll be doing a birthday tribute to Tiny Parham, and maybe I can find out by then. After Tiny Parham, it was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers in 1928 and Kansas City Stomps. And we just heard Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in September of 1928 and Kansas City Breakdown. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
This past week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1892 in New York's Lower East Side of Edward Israel Iskovitz. You know him better as Eddie Cantor. From Earl Carroll's show Canary Cottage, he went on to Florence Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic at the New Amsterdam Theater on 42nd Street. After its 27-week run, Ziegfeld put him in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917, 18, and 19. Cantor fell out of favor with Ziegfeld when he became active in Actors' Equity, which closed down Broadway theaters in a strike, but he was hired by the Schuberts for Midnight Rounders and Make It Snappy. Ziegfeld got him back in the Follies in June of 1923, and later that year his own show, Kid Boots, ran for 479 performances and was also a Paramount silent film. He starred again in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927. Ziegfeld's Whoopee made Eddie Cantor a millionaire. He lost it all in the stock market crash, but being one of the most popular stars in show business by that time, he was able to revive his fortune. In 1931, he started in radio and became one of the biggest stars of that medium for the next two decades. He was also signed by Samuel Goldwyn, where he had major successes in films like Whoopi, Palmy Days, The Kid from Spain, Roman Scandals, Kid Millions, and Strike Me Pink. He went on to star in the Colgate Comedy Hour on NBC television. A little-known fact is that the Merry Melodies Warner Brothers cartoon theme was written by Murray Mencher, Charlie Tobias, and Eddie Cantor. Eddie Cantor supported and entertained our troops tirelessly during World War II. He was recruited by President Roosevelt to help cure infantile paralysis and created the March of Dimes. Cantor was the first national president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1933 to 35, as well as the first national president of the American Federation of Radio Artists. In 1952, he suffered his first heart attack, and a second forced him into semi-retirement. Eddie Cantor died October 10th, 1964. Here's Eddie Cantor.
Sure, business is punk, and Wall Street is sunk. We're all of us broke and ready to croak. We've nothing to dunk, can't even get drunk. And all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirts. Happy days are here again, cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity, cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, 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 cheer. Better times are here. Sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree. Cheer up, smile, nerds. The world's in the red. We're better off dead. Depression, they say, is in session to stay. Our judges are queer, our banks disappear, and all the while they tell us to smile. Cheer up, gentle citizens, though you have no shirts. Happy days are here again, cheer up, smile, nerds. All aboard prosperity, giggle till it hurts. No more breadline charity, cheer up, smile, nerds. Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer. Up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer. Better times are here. Sunny smilers we must be, the optimist asserts. Let's hang the fat head to a tree. Cheer up, smile, nerds.
Up at the sky, I see the clouds rolling by. Hello, sunshine, hello. I'll say you're long overdue. How I've been looking for you. Hello, sunshine, hello. And what if I've been gloomy? Listen to me, I'll never be that way again, I know. That certain someone is mine, that's why I want you to shine. Hello, sunshine, hello. I know that you're really for me. I know that you're gonna warm me now. Welcome. Every little ray you sprinkle helps to straighten out my wrinkled brow. Sun rays, your bright rays mean bright days. And how? I'm looking up at the sky. See the clouds rolling by. Hello, sunshine. Hello. You've been long overdue, and I've been looking for you. Hello, sunshine, hello. And don't forget this Sunday. That's the one day, that's the day I'm gonna need you so. For when they play low and grin, that's when you come pouring in. Hello, hello, sunshine, hello.
Thank you. the shop, and then I take her down to the 5 and 10. There's nothing too good for my baby. Baby likes a limousine. I show her one in a magazine. There's nothing too good for my baby. Baby wants lots of love. Baby gets lots of love. Baby wants petting. Baby gets petting. That's what I plenty of. Do I give? Yes, siree. I'm no fool. I just gave her me. There's nothing too good for my baby. She wants a pearl, she told me once. So I ate oysters for months and months. There's nothing too good for my baby.
From Eddie Cantor, born January 31st, 1892. We began with a Durium Deluxe Hit of the Week record recorded in September of 1931. Eddie Cantor with Phil Spitalny's music and Cheer Up. Then from 1929, it was Hello Sunshine Hello with Leonard Joy directing the Victor Orchestra. And we finished up with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra and There's Nothing Too Good for My Baby from the film Palmy Days and recorded in Hollywood on August 23rd, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.